Paul Beyer, the festival's founder, can definitely provide what you might call the elevator pitch for the event.
So, TomTom's a time when I think Charlottesville really shines. We like to celebrate our local entrepreneurs, our local founders, our local civic leaders, and we also try to invite the nation, increasingly the nation, to come to Charlottesville and check out what's going on here. There will be 300 speakers at TomTom this year, 60 bands, 65 venues, over 150 events, many of them, like tonight, completely free.
And what do all these events have in common? Associate Director Celia Castleman explains.
The goal is to connect collaborators with one another and to leave legacies. So the collaborations that people find amongst each other and make and discover will then turn into something sustainable. We love the idea of having speakers come and really spend time with our community.
This year, some of those speakers include New York Times Chief White House Correspondent Peter Baker, U.S. Senator Mark Warner, co-founder and CEO of Code 2040 Laura Widman Powers, and many others from the arts, science, and the environment. Two keywords that capture the essence of TomTom: community and innovation. Steve Plascon attended a session called Innovation in Education on Tuesday night.
Being an associate professor in the Curry School, I'm really interested in educational innovation. So I hope to get out of this just some sense of what the youth of America are doing right now, what's happening locally. I hope to be energized by this.
Kristen Jamieson, assistant professor of teaching at UVA and director of the Loop Center for Social and Emotional Development, emphasized the need for more engaging education.
If the instruction is not engaging and creative, it doesn't involve movement, if it doesn't involve intrigue, then a lot of time is lost and wasted. And so really it's about merging the idea of quality with engagement and interest.
To get younger attendees engaged, TomTom showcases workshops, including one featuring secrets from the art of puppetry. It was staged at the Paramount Theater by Graham Black Robinson and Michelle Urbano from the Mermaid Theater of Nova Scotia.
On Monday, he ate through one apple.
It's great for us to not only get the kids to see a professional puppetry at a young age, but for them to actually get their hands on the puppets and to realize that it's basically playing with toys. It's a really great sort of hands-on experience with theater that they get to have at a young age.
My turn.
All of this creativity and invention require fuel, so food is another important feature. Many of the city's local restaurants are participating in the Farm-to-Table Restaurant Week, during which they highlight a local ingredient. Citizen Burger Bar decided to highlight more than one.
This year we're doing one called the Hometown Burger. So we're using local cheese from Mountain View Farm, and then mushrooms are out in Nelson County from AM Fog Mushrooms. And our beef is 5 miles down the road from Timber Creek Farm. It's grass-fed, grass-finished.
That's the venue's general manager, Kate Elwood, who's also attending some of the music events.
I plan on going to Porcella in Belmont for all of the music acts, so that sounds really fun.
Conveniently, the festival's website has a 72-hour weekend itinerary for those who could not attend the weekdays. For WMRA News, I am Marguerite Gallerini.